The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, February 27th. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello there, friends. Welcome back to Music Time in Africa. I'm Sue Moran, and I'm so glad you're joining me today for another of our weekly programs featuring some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups of the past, of today, and those who may be the stars of tomorrow. Each week I select recordings from our Voice of America African Music Library, and sometimes call upon our music man, Leo Sarkisian, to share with us some of the fine recordings from his own personal collection. I'm sure you'll enjoy the program I have for you today, so stay with me now for Music Time in Africa. Today, I brought into the studio one of my own favorite record albums, an exciting collection of African folk songs by the world-famous Depar Choral Group. It was in the 1960s that Leonard Depar, noted American musician and conductor, toured the African continent with his choral group singing African folk songs adapted for the concert hall and stage. Leonard Depar's remarks on the back of the record album state that the power of music to move men to action has come down through the ages. Every nation reflects its strength and its soul in song, from work song to war song, from love song to lullaby. The selections on this album are the results of years of research and long months of travel in Africa. The recording begins with a 15th century Ashanti war chant from Ghana.
Oh!
Marseillais, a 15th century Ashanti war chant, arranged for the concert stage by American conductor Leonard Dupor and performed by his choral group. The next song is about a special type of cloth made in Ghana, Kente cloth. I'd like to tell you something about the cloth, though, before I play the music, because it's uniquely Ghanaian and not made elsewhere in Africa. The weaving of Kente cloth is an art form that has been developed to a high degree in Ghana. The cloth has become a symbol of Ghanaian heritage and is generally worn on important social and public occasions. It is made of long bands woven from imported silk and averaging about 4 inches in width that are sewn together to form a rectangular piece of material. The textile designs incorporated in Kente cloth are geometric in pattern and highly colorful, with reds, yellows, and blues predominating. Each design has a name and an associated proverbial saying. Traditionally, new designs and color combinations were shown to the Asantehene, that is, the king of the Ashanti, for his approval. Some designs were reserved for the king, and others were assigned by him to certain individuals, becoming in some cases a clan pattern, and in others indicating a particular social status. Now, of course, in modern times, with a few exceptions, the various designs can be worn by anyone. Leonard Dupor arranged an old Ghanaian Kente weaving folk song for this next number. The basic rhythm pattern is the sound of the wooden loom on which the beautiful cloth is woven.
Asante ponwere kente ina min tibido Wante mina bie morurente mia bomije Ninsa, nino, ninsedra, sejije ni Kro, 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 hin, 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 hin Kro, hin, kro, hin, kro, kro, kro Hin, hin, kro, 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 hin, hin, kro, hin, kro Kro, hin, kro, na yemido, na yemido Kente minio na yemido na pomije
Krohi kro na yemido Ome kente minio na yemido na pomije
Me chinchine chinche na mane humama
Me chinchine chinche
Chinchine chinche na mana tenzama Asante bonwere kente ina min hubido Asante bonwere kente ina min tibido Mwame mina dielo yele kente mwin ma bomije Ninsa, ninon, ninsedja, sedijeni Kro, kro,
kro, kro,
hin, hin,
hin, hin
Kro, hin, kro, hin, kro, kro, kro
Hin, hin, kro, 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 hin, hin, kro, hin, kro
Kro, hin, kro, na yemido,
na yemido
Mwere kente mini yo,
na yemido,
na yemido
Na yemido, na
pomije. Asante bon were kente yina min hubido. Asante bon were kente yina min tibido. Mwame mina dielo yele kente mwin ma bomije. Ninsa, ninon, ninsedia, sedijeni. Kro, kro,
kro, kro.
Hin, hin,
hin, hin.
Kro, hin, kro, hin, kro, kro, kro.
Hin, hin, kro, kro, kro.
That was a Ghanaian work song, sung while weaving the famous Kente cloth of Ghana. Next, the Dupor chorus sings an arrangement of a Yoruba lullaby from western Nigeria. An interesting note about this number is that the bass voices of the choral group carry a 4-beat rhythm pattern, while the basic rhythm for the song is in 6-beat measures. The name of the rhythm is Osese.
Thank you.
Another folk song from Nigeria on this record album by the Leonard Dupor Choral Group is from the folklore of the eastern region of the country. It's an Igbo grass-cutting tune in which the percussion players imitate the sound of the blade swishing through the air, giving this work song a hypnotic rhythm. And from East Africa now, here is an old drinking song by the Leonard Dupor Chorus. The tune is from the folklore of the Kisii people of Kenya. And, appropriately, you will hear the clinking of empty bottles during the singing.
Eon chiri oyo masiga.
just time for one more number from this favorite album of mine. And it's a medley of two Ghanaian festival songs associated with cult worship and performed by the Dapur Choral Group. And that's it for today, dear friends. I hope you enjoyed the music and that you'll be with me again next week at the same time. Have a nice week until then. This is Sue Moran saying so long for now for Music Time in Africa.
Now this listening reminder from the Voice of America's Africa service. Be sure to tune in African Panorama weekdays over most of the same frequencies for the latest world and African news. You'll also hear in-depth reports on African news developments direct from our correspondents on that continent, as well as from those around the world. You can hear African Panorama twice daily at 16 and 19 hours Greenwich Mean Time on frequencies in the 13, 16, 19, 41, or 49 meter bands shortwave. Now until next time, this is Bill Castle in Washington saying so long for Music Time in Africa.